During the 1991 Gulf War, Saddam Hussein's retreating troops blew up and set fire to many of Kuwait's oil fields. Huge fires and more than 30 million barrels of spilled oil caused massive environmental and economic damage. Some military analysts say a desperate Saddam Hussein once again could attack Kuwait's oil fields or wreck his own to try to slow any U.S. attack. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports from northern Kuwait.
Every 15 minutes or so, a UN patrol of Bangladeshi soldiers drives along this demilitarized zone on the Kuwait-Iraq border. The blue UN flag flying from the hood of their SUV is sun-bleached white. On one side of the electrified and barbed wire fences sits Kuwait's Al Rakta oil field and gathering center number 26. Just on the other side of the fences, an Iraqi oil center is visible.
We'll go a little bit further, and you've seen the mud wall. This is this side is Kuwait, that side is Iraq.
Ali Muhanna is the Kuwait Oil Company's production team leader for northern Kuwait. He points to the Iraqi side, where flames and smoke, natural gas burn-off from the pumping process, drift into the air.
And I've seen that this facility is the Iraqi facility.
This is the site in 1990 that Saddam Hussein accused Kuwait of slant drilling, or sucking oil from the Iraqi side of the border. It's a charge Saddam used as part of his justification for invading the emirate. Kuwait denies they ever drill in Iraqi soil. Today, under the watchful eye of UN patrols, both countries seem content to tap this underground oil reservoir that straddles the border to the tune of 40,000 barrels a day. But the atmosphere here is tense. Oilfield operator Faris Salim Al-Hajri says working nights so close to the border has his family unnerved.
My family is feel sad when I go night shift. But morning, it's okay, it's clear and you can see. But at night shift, it's very bad sometimes. When I'm on night shift, every minute my son call me, mother call me. How is Faris? You are okay?
Not far away, a giant oil tank sits melted and collapsed. Rusted oil pipes jut into the air like some odd desert sculptures. The destruction is testament to the handiwork of retreating Iraqi troops. Ali Muhanna with the Kuwait Oil Company.
The Iraqi, before they left the area with drone, they put explosion on all of these wells. And they just exploded.
Near Kuwait's Sabriya Field, the country's main northern production facility, giant cesspools of dirty, putrid oil sludge sit baking in the sun. Muhanna says the water table here is completely contaminated.
During the summer, it is very, very stinky, very smelly.
These oil ponds are what's left of the some 30 million barrels spilled during the Gulf War oil fires. Kuwait salvaged what they could. Much of the rest was just pumped into these big open-air pits.
There are so many proposals, but very expensive. It is very, very expensive to treat this sand and this area.
It's 12 years after the war, and this is still an environmental hazard.
It is. It is. Yes, it is an environmental hazard. It is an area of concern.
Now there's worry in some quarters that Saddam might again attack Kuwait's wells or his own. Some military officials say the Iraqi leader could torch Iraqi wells to try to stop advancing U.S. troops, or as part of a spiteful scorched earth plan that he would try to blame on U.S. forces. Abdullah Al-Kubazi with the Kuwait Ministry of Information says he wouldn't put sabotage past the Iraqi leader.
Saddam can do anything to protect himself. He'll use everything he can use. So he will not, I think, in my opinion, I think he will not hesitate.
But others are skeptical. Robert Ebel, Energy Program Director at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says he thinks it's one thing to destroy your enemy's assets and quite another to destroy your own.
You know, if you were an Iraqi oil worker, you might think to yourself, look, you know, Saddam Hussein's days are numbered, but I'm still going to be here. And these are my oil fields. This is my future. This is my job. And am I going to blow up my future? Am I going to do away with my job if it is up to me to set the charges off?
But it may not be up to the oil worker. And to avoid any scorched earth possibility, U.S. military plans call for quick seizure of Iraq's northern and southern oil fields in the event of war. And in part to protect against sabotage, the Kuwait government will seal off the oil-rich northern half of its country bordering Iraq starting February 15th. Anyone who works or lives in this huge expanse of desert will have to get special permission to enter. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, in the oil fields, northern Kuwait.
Photographs of Kuwait's destroyed oil fields and a Pentagon background briefing on Iraq's potential use of oil as a terror weapon are at npr.org.